messed with the mics. There we go. But anyway, it's WMFO Medford. How you doing? I'm Mike. It's 9 a.m. on the dot, just about. And I literally just flew in last night, was away for the holiday visiting family, and back today with a cool bunch of people that came here all the way from Queens, New York to talk to us. Oh, yeah, and Dan Anklin's here, too.
Bootleg Dan in the house.
Yeah, you don't like it when I call you by your name, do you? You going to get mad at me? No. All right, so in the first hour, 9 to 10, I've got a bunch of new noise, and I've got a bunch of freeform. The new noise includes something beautiful and new from Linda Mandolin. I've got two songs, actually, Remembering Justine Kovalt. This is the first one. It's a cover of a 1961 hit by the Paris Sisters, and it's gorgeous, of course. I got something from my friends, the Just Imagines, who are a husband and wife duo, and they do real trippy kind of cool music. I've got that. I got something by Spirit Machines. Dave Crespo, who used to be around here in Boston, his band Spirit Machines has got something new. Crow Follow has a brand new one that is also in memory of Justine Kovalt. Dave Strong, what a great local artist that is. He's covering the Mighty Mighty Bosstones with a great song. And there's an ambulance. And starting off, new noise from everybody's favorite. They're a band called The Weaklings. And they've got a Christmas entry because it is December the 7th. And I haven't played any Christmas stuff yet. Don't worry, no Burl Ives or anything today. But this is cool. This is called Must Be Santa. It's The Weaklings. And it's brand new noise here at WMFO in Medford.
Got boots and a suit of red.
Santa's got boots.
out of nowhere, keeping score. And can we decide it's not a crime? And remember, I'm on your side. But you said I was mean. You said I was cruel. But there's no evidence of said ridicule. You said I was harsh. And I was unkind. And that I could not make up my mind. And that's not a lie.
This is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Medford.
Ho, ho, ho! Ho, 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 ho!
WMFO right here in Medford, 9:20 in the morning. I'm Mike. How you doing? Yeah, this is weird today. I'm going to say that the board is a little bit verschluggenach. It's a word that I made up. There's a part that had to be ordered here, so some of the volumes are a little off, and some of the mics are like skipping the day altogether. So whatever you hear is whatever you hear, but glad to be here. Glad you're here. Thanks for tuning in. I got a great couple of guests here in the second hour. Ann Hussack from Ann Hussack and Exit 99, that great band from New York that we've been playing a lot. And Interstate Johnson is here as well. They're going to play a couple songs live. They picked five songs to play and, you know, all the good stuff. We'll talk a bit about Ann's history. It'll be awesome. So stick around for that. Let me see. In this set, we started off with new noise from The Weaklings, another Gem Records artist. It's for the season. It's called Christmas. You know, and it's Must Be Santa. Smitty and the Fez Tones. I had the second song of the set from last year, 2023. That's called The Growler. Great single they put out. Bootleg Dan says he liked it, so that was good. Tamara Burke, first play for me. I've never had a chance to play her before. Really happy that I've got her on my list. That was called That's Not a Lie from her 2024 album, this year, called Good Times for a Change. The great Mike Viola from Stoughton, Massachusetts. His latest is called Rock of Boston. That's a great song called The Banch. And no, I don't know what that means either, but I like it. Dave Strong. Dave Strong doing a really nice Boston's cover. That was from a single that he put out just this year called This Time of Year. All right, I got a brand new song. It is in memory of Justine Kowalt from her good friends in Crow Follow. It's called Sylvia Says, and it's right now, New Noise, WMFO. We'll be right back.
Julia says she's gonna dye her hair. She's tired of being red like all those other girls. Sylvia says she's going down to New York City. Bring down the darkness as she walks that boulevard.
we heard the lies. We could be living in paradise. There are other ways we all can see. Put your trust in me, I'll set you free. You heard it said, living like this, we'd be better off dead. Fight like a dog, it's kill or be killed. We've got a whole new world to build.
Ask me. injections. There's no resurrection when everyone goes. Nobody comes back.
Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
WMFO, good morning, everybody. Where am I? What am I doing? Everything's so, like I said, verschlugenach in here today. It's a word I made up. It sounds Yiddish, so it works for me. Is it a real word?
I think so.
I hope so. All right, anyway, I'm Mike. How are you? Thanks so much for tuning in on this cold day. I flew in from Florida yesterday, so I'm all disoriented. But let me tell you what I played in that last set. Oh, God, I'm all off my game here. Started off with Boston's own Crow Follow. I love them. They have a brand new song, and it is the second that I've played today that is in remembrance of Justine Kowalt. We miss her every day. That one's called Sylvia Says. Then we heard from Odin Stone, the single called Revolution. It's such a rocker, and it is time for a revolution. It is. Then Waz had the third song that said, Waz is a kid, literally, that I found on Instagram. Wait a minute, that doesn't sound good. Anyway, he's an artist. He works at a Gulf station, right? And he fools around with a guitar once in a while, and he does stuff like that. He put out an EP called No Medicine for That. That was the title track. The Stripes with a Y from their debut album called Snapshot in 2014. They're no more. I'm so sad about that. But that was Hometown Girls. They were like 17 years old when they did that. And finished up the fifth song of the set with a band called Spirit Machines. It's Dave Crespo, who spent most of his time here in Boston, but he's out in, I think it's Utah now, and they've got a brand new single that we just heard. That's called Kincaid. All right, so I forgot to write down which song I'm going to play, but I can look over here and I can tell you. I've got brand new noise from a husband and wife team called the Just Imagines, and they did this brand new song that they asked me to play, and it's called Peace, Love, and Harmony. It's going to serve as our new noise for this set right here at WMFO Medford.
Oh, where alligators swing, mosquitoes drink, and wild things love to grow. It was past midnight, I had one headlight and my gas pedal on the floorboard. I was tired of watching clocks and taking hard knocks and locking my dreams in a drawer. Up ahead in the night, a deer took flight as a warm rain started to fall. Heard my tire squeal as I jerked the wheel and drove straight into an oak tree wall. My head in a daze, I escaped through a maze of busted steel and glass. Silk panty hose with holes in the toes, I started running through the tall wet grass. I saw a house all alone, as bare as a bone, like someone had thrown it away. It reeked of smoke and the glass that choked memories of a better day. I stood at the door, soaked to my core and feeling just a little insane. When the door opened wide, a man stood inside and said, "Coming out of the rain, oh, coming out of the rain." His eyes were dark like the eyes of a shark, and his face was neither young nor old. I paused for a beat before moving my feet and crossing that wide threshold. It was a summer night and a fire burned bright, but I began to shiver and shake. He gave me a coat of fur, a mountain mule, and a plate full of devil's food cake. He sat down on a chair like a lion in his lair and lit up a thin cigar. With an air of conceit, reached down by his feet and picked up a red guitar. He ran his hands down the strings like his fingers were wings, and a strange silence fell. He said, "This is my story, my life and my glory. Oh, this is my sweet Jezebel." Jezebel was slim with ebony trim, and I stared in wonder and awe. Her neck was inlaid with pearl and jade, and I couldn't find one single flaw. I started to play, I started to pray, as that fire burned hotter than hell. And I could feel a hole burning clear through my soul as I listened to sweet Jezebel. Listen to sweet Jezebel. Back to hell.
bar smelled of smoke from the rain that had choked the fire that flamed from the crash. I jumped from my seat away from that heat and kneeled on that rain-soaked ground. I prayed till I cried till the fear in me died, and on that lonely road I was found. Well, never again will I be taken in by a stranger in the night. I take the Papanero and the song of a sparrow leads me straight into the arms of the light. But sometimes in the dark I see the eyes of a shark, and I'm lost in a dream for a spell. Before I can wake I eat devil's food cake and hear again sweet Jezebel. I hear again sweet
It's just about 10 a.m. and you're listening to WMFO in Medford.
Walking shoe, I just follow their lead.